So I want to spend a few minutes this morning introducing meditation. Some of the things we talked about last night, some of the things you experienced this morning, and then we'll settle into meditation, and then we will have a question and answer session, and then we'll have some walking instruction before the next period starts, when some of you will have interview groups, so please make sure that you come to the interview groups, and it will be a walking period for some of you. One of the things that happened for me during that experience that I described to you last night when I went to the forest refuge with such an incredibly challenging mind state to work with is about the second or third night I was there, I had this very, very intense dream. And it was so intense that it took me a while to wake up, and I didn't know if I had screamed in this very, very quiet place. And then I kind of went right back into the dream again and woke up. And what the dream was is that I was with a group of police officers who had done something really wrong, except I didn't know what it was that they'd done, and all I knew was that I was getting grouped with them. And it was okay to get grouped with them, but I wasn't really quite comfortable with it either in terms of my reputation. And it was really interesting. It was very intense. And when I sat down to sit during the next couple days, I realized how much that dream was reflective of how I was dealing with this mind state of being really depressed. I realized I didn't want it to be there. I did not want it to be there. I didn't want to be the kind of person that was having this experience. I wanted to be the kind of person that was having that blissed out experience over there. And I realized there was a little shame around that particular mind state. And it was so interesting to sit with that because it opened it up in such a powerful way for me. It became my friend. And there were times when I was so anxious in that state, and it was so heavy and filled with fear that at those times, whenever I would find myself ruminating about it or beginning to ruminate about it, I would go right to the body sensations. And I would say to myself, okay, what does fear feel like in my body? What does depression feel like in my body? Where are the sensations? What are the sensations? And it was so powerful because that always brought me back to this moment rather than thinking about it, to actually experiencing it. And then I found myself as I got more comfortable and created more spaciousness around it, finding it to be a friend. And it was very interesting because it changed and it moved, and eventually it moved into this sense of vastness and joy and ease, and it would move back. But having these two experiences so side by side was so powerful because I had never experienced anything like it in such a condensed period of time. And I'm not afraid of that state anymore. There is not one part of me that needs to push that state away anymore. And I don't need it to be something else, regardless of what the causes and conditions of it are. These causes and conditions are always historical in some way. There were all kinds of reasons why I might have been depressed at that particular time, some of them being biochemical. There's just no way to know. That wasn't the point. And once I stopped relating to it from that shame-based place, that aversion place, that it was unpleasant. But when I went inside the actual sensations, what I noticed is that it was what it was. And it really was just energy. It was just energy pockets. It wasn't really anything to need to push away, invite. This wasn't necessarily better. It was more pleasant. This was unpleasant. But that's all. And then I had a doctor's appointment right after that retreat where I was getting some injections in my knee. I have a really problematic right knee. And the same kind of thing happened to me. She took out that needle, and I thought to myself, this is awful. That needle's going to be put in my knee. But when it was actually put in my knee was totally numbed. I didn't feel a thing. And again, I was so aware of the thoughts about the experience being so different than the experience itself. So that's what meditation is about. It's making friends with all these states and noticing that they arise, they endure, they fade away. We don't have any control over what arises. And in fact, you know, if I said to you right now, for the next 30 seconds, don't think about a pink elephant. Do not think about a pink elephant. Don't think about the pink elephant. You can see that what we resist persists. And so it is a remarkable thing to be able to make friends and stand next to whatever arises rather than stand apart from it and try to bully it into submission. When I first started meditating, I was hoping for these blissful states, this outcome of something. And over time, I realized it is not a process of transcending anything. It's so important to realize that. It's not about transcendence. It's about transforming and just creating some space around. So we're talking about the two different facets of meditation. There's concentration, which creates where we're focused on that narrow part of our experience, the breath, the body sensations, always coming back to being embodied in this moment, the sensations of the breath, the sensations where we're experiencing them in our body. And what that does is it gives us an anchor for our experiences. It gives us an anchor to come back to in a very, very powerful way, because those experiences allow us not to be, they're not intellectually charged, we're not thinking about them, we're in the here and now with the experience. And there's a certain steadiness of mind that develops with that ability to return over and over to the breath or body sensations. And then when we're comfortable with that, we might notice something that is arising. We might recognize a particular mind state or something, and we might notice it. We might get curious about it. We might investigate it a little bit. Sometimes I ask, who is experiencing being depressed? Who is angry? Who is anxious? And I just sit with it. Now, the difference between that, the insight part of meditation, and ruminating and obsessing and perseverating, sometimes there can be a thin line. When you leave the body or the breath to explore a certain mind state, it's intentional. You don't just accidentally find yourself planning and obsessing and remembering and playing around in your to-do list. If that's happening, always come back to the breath. Always come back to the body sensations. And you may, if you were to spend this whole retreat doing just that, that would be quite miraculous and a wonderful thing to do. Because the work of meditation is remembering that I'm not in the present moment anymore and coming back to that anchor which allows us to disentangle from all of the thoughts about rather than just be with. So that's the first thing. It's intentional. The second thing that distinguishes it is it's experiential. It's related to the here and now. Go to the body sensations. Am I experiencing pulsating, kind of like this adrenaline flow in my stomach? Am I experiencing tightness around the chest? Can I feel my shoulders contracting? Can I feel my jaw tightening? what is actually going on in this moment. So it's experiential, meaning it's here and now, and we can be embodied about it. We can feel where it's taking place in our body. And the third thing that distinguishes it from perseverating or ruminating about things is it's non-judgmental. It's non-judgmental. So I spent a lot of my first days there just saying, and this too, and this too, and this too. Hello again, thank you, but no thank you. And just coming back. So it's a process of developing such kindness for ourselves, such compassion for ourselves. And that's what awakening is, transforming all those mind states that that tell us in some way we're not enough, that we're not enough. And just being with ourselves as we are. So with that in mind, I just want to say a couple things about posture before we start. Your posture is usually a reflection of a mind state. And a lot of times I go back and forth often between a chair and a cushion. And when I'm in the chair sometimes, I notice I have a tendency to kind of slump like this. And especially I'll notice chin dropping. What I do if I need the back support is I put a pillow behind my back. Rather than moving all the way out, I'll just put a pillow behind my back so I still have some support, but that I'm able to sit upright. And a lot of times I notice that restlessness and agitation first appears in my hands. You know, I want to go and itch something, or I want to, I feel tight. And sometimes I'll just hold something on my lap that will allow me to anchor my hands there, whether it's a pillow or a cushion, and just let my shoulders relax. The other thing is if you're going to change postures, that's absolutely fine. This isn't a process of bullying yourself. But wait until you can do it from a real loving spot rather than a disappointed spot. I'm going to sit here until I hear that bell. It's very different than I want to be kind to my body. It needs something from me. I'm going to very slowly and mindfully as an indication of love for change my position. And these kinds of things can be very important. So with that in mind, let's come into our bodies. Let's assume our meditation posture. Just settle into a posture that feels upright and relaxed. So that's the first thing I do, is just settle into my posture, and then I consciously come into my body. I do that in one of two ways. Sometimes I start, if I'm feeling really tight and dealing with racing mind or being rushed right before I sit, I'll do an actual body scan. I start at the top of my head, right at the top of my head, and I just relax it. Move down the forehead. Notice if there's any tension there and relax it. Relax my eyes. If I'm really tired, I might have them open a little bit, or I might have them closed. Whatever I'm more comfortable with, whatever is going to bring me more steadiness. The ability to stay present with the sensations of the breath or my body. And then I move further down. Sometimes I just drop my jaw about a quarter of an inch, and I find that that relaxes it automatically. I move down. I soften my neck. I feel the tension in my shoulders, maybe from coming off that to-do list. Sometimes I'll raise my shoulders up to my ears and then just drop them let them naturally fall into place, consciously relaxing them. And I move down to my heart center and just breathe in and out through it and notice any contractedness. And then I move down to my belly. And I like to just let it fall in my lap so that I'm not holding it in or pushing it out. Just let it fall into my lap. My hips and legs, my feet. Just coming into my body. Alternatively, I might just feel the pressure and notice the sensations where my body is touching the cushion or the chair or the bench. Feel my feet on the floor. Feel the air on my face, the clothes touching my skin. And so after I've assumed this dignified posture and come into my body, I might bring my attention to the sensations of the breathing, wherever they show themselves. Noticing the in-breath, where I experience those sensations. Might be the chest rising and falling. It might be stronger in the belly. The belly rising and falling. Might feel it as a coolness. Just breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. In, out. If there's any signs of contractedness or tightness in the body, any sense of agitation or restlessness, maybe some signals of dullness and heaviness and sleepiness, just noticing and establishing a posture that's relaxed and upright, coming back to the body. Perhaps just sensing inwardly all the different sensations arising and passing in your body and noticing the spectrum of those sensations. Noticing how they change and move. Mindful of the touch of the clothing, touch of the air on your skin, or the sounds that come into your ears. And within all of this, cultivating a calm and curious mindfulness. Just finding that place of balance, that place of steadiness. That very felt sense of the body sitting upright. And just noticing when the mind wanders off. That's what minds do. They wander off. No problem. You haven't done anything wrong. I'm just noticing. I'm not in my body any longer. I'm not with the sensations of the breath. I'm returning to the here and now, to that anchor, back to the sensations of the breath, being embodied. In just this moment. And When you find that that's happened, that's not a deviation from meditation. That is the work of meditation. That is how we develop presence and steadiness and concentration. If we do it 1,000 times in one meditation, it's 1,000 successes. Because we've had that moment of enlightened activity just coming back. You can experiment with what anchors for the here and now work best for you. Is it the breath? Is it the actual sensations in the body? Is it sound? Just find the attention nod that works best for you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.